All right, welcome back to Who's Talking, final segment, and we're going to immediately identify the LeClaire Ryan player of the game, Hubbo.
Yeah, you wrote down Mariel Shayok, and you got to give him credit. He really has played well in recent games. We got a little
good music. Keep going.
We've had a few of those technical issues tonight. We usually don't get the words Virginia Tech mentioned on this show. But at any rate, we're talking about Mariel Shayok. He really is, in recent games, has been a much-needed offensive contributor against Georgia Tech. He had 19 points in 23 minutes, so he's our player of the game. I think we got to give honorable mention, as we talked earlier, about Jack Salt. What a terrific job he did defensively on Ben Lammers. And then if you wanted an actual play of the game, I would say the Devin Hall three as the shot clock wound down. And he knocked down that three-pointer to give Virginia a 16-point lead just under 10 minutes. So that was kind of a dagger for the Yellow Jackets. But at any rate, kudos to all those folks. And now Darren's got the Olympic report. Darren?
Well, thank you, Jim. We've got a lot going on. Things are heating up on the Olympic side of the field. So we'll get right to it. Women's basketball, the Virginia women's basketball team, fell 62-54 at Pitt yesterday. The ladies are now 13-6 on the year and 2-4 in ACC action. Big games coming up for them this Thursday night as the Lady Hokies are coming to Charlottesville. Tip is at 7 p.m. at JPJ. The Virginia men and women's swimming and diving teams swept North Carolina Saturday afternoon down in Chapel Hill, the number 5 Virginia team, and the men are ranked number 13. Earlier in the week, both men and women squads swept Duke and Virginia Tech in matches against them earlier last week. The Cavaliers will return to action next weekend when they compete at NC State. The tennis players are back on the court. The number 23 Virginia women's team opened the season with a victory on Saturday, defeating Boston College 4-3 at Boar's Head. Virginia will return to action Saturday when they host number 19 LSU, Ole Miss, and Wake Forest. The reigning national champion men begin play February 3 at Vanderbilt. Also ranked are track and field teams, number 19 Virginia men's team notched 5 top 4 finishes at Notre Dame this past Saturday in Indiana, and the women's track and field squad posted 4 top 3 finishes at the same meet, with Mia Barron winning the triple jump event. They'll return to action Saturday down in Lynchburg at the Darius Dixon Invitational. And a back-and-forth duel match between nationally ranked teams turned south for the Hoos down the stretch yesterday, as the number 25 Virginia wrestling team fell at number 6 Virginia Tech by a score of 29-14 in a match that counted for the Commonwealth Clash. With 4 weight classes to go, the Cavaliers held a slim lead on the Hokies, but the nationally ranked quartet from Virginia Tech over the final 4 weight classes picked up the bonus point wins and pushed them to the winning bracket. 9 of the 10 weight classes were decided by bonus points in the close duel. The Virginia baseball program will hold its 2017 Step Up to the Plate event this coming Saturday, January 28th at 6 p.m. at John Paul Jones Arena. The program's special guest speaker of the evening is Hall of Fame shortstop Ozzie Smith. The program begins at 6 p.m., and along with the coach's comments, there will be a buffet dinner, live and silent auction, and as mentioned, Ozzie Smith will provide the keynote address. Tickets for Step Up to the Plate can be ordered from the UVA Athletics ticket office. I should also mention that the game ticket packages are also now on sale. The Wahoos are taking the field in just a few weeks in Charlottesville for their first game on February 21st. And finally, Virginia men's soccer great Claudio Reyna was named to the State of Virginia Sports Hall of Fame class of 2017, a member of the Virginia men's soccer program from 91 to 93. Reyna won NCAA championships in each of his 3 seasons while earning first-team All-America honors for 3 straight years and recognized as the top player in college soccer.
All right. Thank you, Darren. And, Frank, before we get back to the sport of the moment, basketball, it looks like you got several people lined up next week or at least potentially an item for next week's show.
Yes, we're excited. We can confirm that both defending national champion coach of the UVA tennis team, Brian Boland, will be joining us. So we'll talk a little tennis, and he'll help us preview the upcoming season. And Lars Tiffany, the new men's lacrosse coach, who's created so much excitement and optimism in Charlottesville, will be with us. And we have invited former UVA stellar defensive player, Jontel Evans.
Best on-ball defender I think Tony Bennett has had in his
tenure. Including Brogdon. I think Jontel was the best.
If Jontel could have made a jump shot, he might have been
NBA.
First team All-ACC. But speaking of ACC, obviously Virginia's got the big game tomorrow night at Notre Dame. Just kind of looking at the week ahead, that's a big one. Florida State goes to Georgia Tech on Wednesday. That might be an interesting game. Georgia Tech is clearly an improved basketball team this year, playing at home in particular. You know, of course, they have the win over North Carolina at home.
And, you know, I think you've got to look at this game here. Virginia Tech travels to North Carolina.
And that's big. I mean, that's going to be racehorse basketball. Now, the only thing I would tell the Hokies, if you want to get into a fast-paced game and you think you're going to beat Carolina, that may be
a major
assignment.
Too much.
Because Carolina's really playing well right now. They just have so much talent and depth. But give the Hokies credit. They're having a very good year, and they've got some talented players. And they come to Charlottesville a week from Wednesday, so they're not too far from being on the Virginia dance card.
Well, UNC is leading the ACC, averaging 89.4 points a game. So Virginia Tech better think long and hard before they really want to run with those guys.
But tomorrow night, Virginia Notre Dame, you got two teams that are extremely well coached. They both play defense. Neither beats themselves. They both are low turnover teams, so it's really going to be – it might come down to execution and who makes shots.
Both very well coached, great coaches.
Yeah, pay close attention to Steve Vastaria, 6'6", 212-pound senior, good shooter from the perimeter, and has a way of disappearing and then all of a sudden making three shots in a row. Bonzi Colson is one of the most exciting players in the conference. At 6'5", he's down low, rebounding and driving and penetrating.
Which is amazing at his side. His 6'5 is not big anymore, but he rebounds and really functions well in the low post. So big one for the Hoos tomorrow night, and then obviously another big one on Sunday against Villanova before we come back and talk again next Monday.
I'm predicting the Wahoos beat Notre Dame by 2 points tomorrow night in South Bend.
I'll take it. Go Hoos, get it done. We'll talk to you next week.
Wahoo-wah.